grace, the undeserved and unending love, and peace, a wholeness, a shalom to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is your foundation. Amen. Our sermon text for today is from our epistle reading, The Very Promises of God, particularly St. Paul's words one more time in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, which reads, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Will you pray with me, please? Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I heard a story this week from one of the saints of God here at Trinity about when this very church building was being built. Her grandmother was worried that such a large building like this one wouldn't last in the soft, sandy soil of Lulu Island. Well, we know that before you build any building or structure, you have to take special care to make sure it has a solid, firm foundation. If the foundation isn't going to last the test of time, neither will the building. Paul knows this well too. In chapter 3, he reminds the Corinthians of the great care he took in laying a proper foundation, the only foundation for them, saying, "According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." And then later, near almost the end of his letter to the Corinthians, in chapter 15, Paul reminds them once again of their foundation, saying, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised from the dead on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12, then to over 500 brothers at one time. Then he appeared to James, and last he also appeared to me." The foundation for the apostles, for the Corinthians, for you and me, and for all of God's people, is none other than Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. We confess this truth, the teaching of the apostles, the eyewitnesses of the resurrected Christ, every week in our creeds, when we say, "I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead." This is what is of first importance. He is the only foundation which can be laid, Jesus Christ, crucified, buried, and raised from the dead. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. Your foundation is not your father or mother or husband or wife. Your foundation is not your fiancé or your girlfriend. Your foundation is not your brother or sister or son or daughter. Your foundation isn't your grandfather or grandmother or uncle or aunt. Your foundation isn't your friends or loved ones. Your foundation isn't your good marks at school. Your foundation isn't your great job that pays the bills and more. Your foundation isn't your retirement. Your foundation is not your money, your stuff, all of your things. These are all wonderful, precious gifts from our Lord. But they're not the foundation or the basis for our living. We have the one and only foundation, the one who actually laid the foundations of the earth, Christ our Lord. He reminds us in Isaiah chapter 51, saying, I am he who comforts you. Who are you that you are afraid of man who dies, or the son of man who is like grass, and have forgotten the Lord your Maker who stretched out the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth? Or as the Lord asked Job in Job chapter 38, verses 4 and 5, where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Surely you know. Or do you know the descriptions and its length? Surely you know. Tell me if you have understanding. The Lord is the one who has laid the foundations of the earth. The psalmist rejoices in Psalm 102, verses 25 and 26, saying, of old you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. Psalm 104, verses 4 and 5 says, once again of our Lord, he makes the messengers his winds, his ministers of flaming fire. He sets the earth on its foundations so that it will never be moved. But don't believe just me. Believe the Lord himself in Isaiah chapter 28, verse 16, saying, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who laid as a foundation a cornerstone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone as a firm foundation. Indeed, our Lord laid a cornerstone, a foundation in Zion. But instead of putting it right in the center of the city of Jerusalem, our Lord laid his foundation outside of town on a hill, in a garbage dump called Golgotha. This foundation was stepped on, pushed down, and spit on. This foundation was hated on, hammered down, and hung out to die. This foundation was cut down, cut off, and crushed. This foundation, your foundation, cannot be shaken, cannot be moved. Because your foundation is arisen and alive and can never die again. He is your foundation. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. And in Luke 6, verse 48, our Lord says that our foundation is like a man building a house who dug deep and built the foundation on the rock. And when the floods arose and the streams broke against that house, it could not be shaken because it was well built. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. You are standing on the rock solid promises of your baptism. Called a child of God, rescued from sin and from death and from the devil. You are kneeling around our Lord's altar on the sure promises of his body and blood in the bread and wine for the forgiveness of all of your sins, solidifying your standing with other people, freeing you to love and to serve your neighbor in your spirit-given callings, your vocations. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, verses 19 to 21 says, but then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but fellow citizens and members of God's household, built on the foundations of the prophets and the apostles, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone, with him being joined together, so that you grow up into a holy temple in the Lord. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11, verses 9 and 10 promises, by faith Abraham went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, with Isaac and Jacob in the tents living there, fellow heirs of that same promise. For he was looking forward to a city with foundations, whose designer and builder is God. Now and always, your foundation is Jesus Christ. Cancer cannot conquer him. Sin will not suppress him. Lies will not lord over him. The devil cannot dominate him. Unforgiveness cannot undo him, and death cannot defeat him. He will not be cut off, be conquered, be wiped away. He is unshakable, unbreakable, and unmovable. And he, brothers and sisters in Christ, he is your Lord. He is your foundation. Your foundation is Jesus Christ. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11, according to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building upon it. Let each one take care how he builds upon it. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.